This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. There have been more than 800 cases of measles this year in the U.S. Although very few have been reported in New England, public health officials are doubling down on their message to vaccinate children. Meanwhile, many adults are wondering if they should get revaccinated. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Health officials say most people older than 62 were probably already exposed to the measles. And most of those who were vaccinated as children, starting in 1957, are still protected. But a small percentage of people born between 1963 and 1967, around 5% of them, got a weaker version of the vaccine. That's when it was made using a killed virus. Pediatrician Pam Rockwell is a member of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. She says several of her adult patients have asked to get their blood tested for measles immunity.
So far, everybody's been 100% immune. But then you start to look at public health costs, and if everybody got an extra lab test, then what would that cost to the country and things like that.
Rather than screen everyone, she says adults who don't know their vaccine history can just get the current measles shot, combined with mumps and rubella, even if it turns out not to be necessary.
When in doubt, I would say vaccinate, because measles is a highly, highly infectious disease and very devastating, potentially.
Today, most children get two measles shots. But health officials say people who only got one, which was common in the 70s and 80s, should still be fine, unless they have a high risk of exposure. Massachusetts has a high immunization rate overall, but Western Massachusetts has pockets where parents are more likely to refuse vaccines for their kids. Dr. Larry Madoff with the State Department of Public Health says so far, measles outbreaks have mostly affected unvaccinated children.
Certainly there have been some cases in adults and even in vaccinated adults, but that's been the exception rather than the rule.
So while he says there's no downside for adults to get a booster shot against measles and other diseases, he wants to keep the focus on vaccinating children. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.